Hearing of Jambu Mali's death, Ravana became further enraged and commanded the seven sons of his chief minister to attack Hanuman with a large army. Thereafter, when the Rakshasas approached the Ashoka Grove, seated upon their chariots, they saw Hanuman stationed at the garden's arched gate. The Rakshasas immediately began showering their arrows so heavily that Hanuman was momentarily obscured from view. However, Hanuman leaped into the sky, thus avoiding their onslaught. Then Hanuman charged, roaring loudly, and within moments, Hanuman struck down innumerable Rakshasas with his hands and feet, while he tore others to pieces with his nails. Others were crushed by the impact of Hanuman's chest and thighs, while still others simply fell to the ground, stunned with fear from Hanuman's roar. And when all seven of the chief minister's sons were slain, the remaining warriors panicked and fled. Hanuman then returned to the archway, awaiting a further combat. Ravana then sent five of his leading generals, along with a large army, and spoke, "I want you to capture this Hanuman, for he cannot be a mere monkey. He must be a super powerful being." Thereafter, the Rakshasa army assailed Hanuman from all sides. The general named Durdhara released five arrows which pierced Hanuman in the forehead. But this merely infuriated Hanuman, who swelled immensely in size. Then, leaping into the sky, Hanuman fell upon Durdhara's chariot just like lightning striking a mountain. From the mere impact of Hanuman's gigantic body, the chariot was smashed to pieces, and Durdhara and his horses were crushed to death. Being enraged at the destruction of their comrade, two other generals named Virupaksha and Upaksha suddenly sprang into the air, striking Hanuman's chest with their clubs. Undaunted, Hanuman swooped down to the ground, uprooted a tall tree, and struck the two generals dead. The two remaining generals, Pragasa and Basakarna, then came before Hanuman, piercing him with a spear and dart, causing Hanuman's body to become covered with blood. The enraged Hanuman quickly tore off a mountain peak along with all of its animals and trees and pounded the two Rakshasas into a mere pulp. Now, with the five generals out of the way, Hanuman effortlessly destroyed the rest of the army. Hanuman killed the horses by wielding other dead horses and crushed elephants with other elephants. Hanuman struck dead the soldiers with other slain warriors, smashing chariots by wielding other broken chariots. After covering the ground with many mutilated dead bodies, Hanuman once more stationed himself at the archway. Upon hearing of this massacre, Ravana simply glanced at his son Aksha, who was seated close by. Desirous of battle, the prince, understanding his father's indication, eagerly leaped from his seat in the assembly. He then mounted his mystical chariot, which could travel through the air, and was drawn by eight horses. And as he approached the Ashoka Grove, Aksha began showering all of his arrows upon Hanuman. As he came close to quarters, a fierce duel ensued, which made the earth begin to quake, the sun become dim, and the wind cease to blow. When Aksha managed to pierce Hanuman's head with three arrows, Hanuman began to expand his body while the Rakshasa warrior continued to shower arrows upon him. The young Aksha was so childlessly proud of his own strength that he came before Hanuman fearlessly, like an elephant approaching a well covered by grass. But after being struck by Aksha's arrows, Hanuman assumed an awesome feature, springing into the air. Aksha closely followed him while constantly releasing arrows. Hanuman, however, successfully dodged them while coursing through the sky. And when an arrow suddenly pierced his chest, Hanuman mentally praised the skill of his enemy. Although a young boy, this Rakshasa is fighting very heroically, and I really do not wish to kill him. However, as the battle progresses, his prowess will only increase. And so if I do not kill him, I may become defeated. Therefore, it behooves me to kill him immediately, just as a spreading fire should be extinguished at once. Then, increasing his speed, Hanuman killed off all of Aksha's horses just with a slap of his hand, causing the disabled chariot to fall to the ground, smashed to pieces. Aksha then took up his bow and sword, jumped from the ruined chariot, and descended into the sky like a rishi on his way to heaven. The agile Hanuman, however, caught Aksha by the legs, and then, spinning around him thousands of times, Hanuman dashed the son of Ravana violently to the ground. With all of his limbs broken and his chest crushed, Aksha gave up his life while vomiting blood.